Good evening. It's the Yearbook. I'm your host, Doug. It's a sportscast podcast for flight attendants and nurses, although last time out, we talked about Southwest flight attendants. We haven't had anything for nurses, so that's not fair. You can subscribe, listen to us on iTunes. Also says in the yearbook at hotmail.com for contact. New sports commissioners lately have all seemed like somehow they were going to be even better than the last guy. But then they start saying and doing things. Any competent person would be better than former baseball commissioner Bud Selig, and current commissioner Rob Manfred seems competent. But occasionally, great job, Rob, says and does things, and then there's running and screaming. This week, Manfred responded to questions about baseball's failure to get its best player's name and face out there by publicly blaming Mike Trout for Trout's lack of visibility. Just so you know, Trout may be the top player in the game, but he does not seek out attention and has, for example, in the past reportedly turned down interviews with 60 Minutes and HBO. But the commissioner's comments could not have been any more wrong in any more ways. Manfred called out his best player. Manfred publicly called out his best player. He publicly called out his best player for not being an attention hog and nothing else. Manfred told an employee what he can and can't do in his free time. The commissioner appears to have publicly given up, or he just doesn't like taking blame. He seemed to be fooled by non-existent parity and interest, just like Selig. Great job, Rob made a claim he can't back up, is a bad winner and a bad loser, and apparently forgot about all of his other stars. This is likely Manfred, or it could just be MLB's front office, that can't believe anyone would skip out on one of their brilliant ideas. But before we continue, ahead of the third episode of HBO's Sharp Objects, an eight-part miniseries starring Amy Adams as a really, really, really troubled reporter. Why are we talking about this? I don't know. Here are some positives and negatives from the murder mystery show that employs two seamstresses. Positives: neat premise with a newspaper editor trying to save a really, really, really troubled reporter by asking her to cover a potentially career-making story, but the story is in her haunting hometown. More piling on people who enjoy miniatures, in this case an exact replica dollhouse. Please see one of our earlier podcasts. Give Patricia Clarkson the Emmy now. Actually, everybody's great. If you single someone out, it sounds like one person was great and everybody else was present. Everybody's great. But someone tell Patricia Clarkson to set her alarm clock and get up early in the middle of next June so she can see herself get nominated. To be honest, I think they announced the Emmy nominations at around 8:30 in the morning Pacific time, so she doesn't even have to get up that early. But in the 327 days between now and the 2019 Emmy nominations, no one is going to do any better. She's perfect. Elizabeth Perkins, also excellent, which probably means she did it. We honestly don't know that, but everyone's great. Also a positive, lots of shots of the real-life Dairy Queen in Barnesville, Georgia. Negatives: the constant flashbacks are on the brink of annoying. Doing a straight-ahead procedural, not necessary, and some of the unexplained flashbacks are phenomenal, but at their current pace, these flashbacks are going to be running laps. Also, there is a notable miscast. And that's Sharp Objects. Now to explain the commissioner's attitude toward the Angels' Mike Trout. The entire fiasco is pretty much summed up in one paragraph from Manfred's All-Star Break comments. Referring to Trout, he said, quoting, "Mike has made decisions on what he wants to do, doesn't want to do, how he wants to spend his free time or not spend his free time," close quote. So he's telling an employee how to spend his own spare time. Continuing, quoting, "I think we could help make his brand very big," end quote. Assumes facts not in evidence. Good thing MLB will never have to back that one up with proof. Who has Major League Baseball made very big? Derek Jeter made himself big, playing in New York. The league has 6.5 full seasons of Trout footage. Yeah, they still haven't figured out a way to use that. Try an EA Sports type is in the game thing. And finally, quoting, "but he, Trout, has to make a decision to engage. It takes time and effort," unquote. No, he doesn't have to make a decision to engage. Trout was hired to be good at baseball, and that's what he does. He doesn't want superstardom, so don't make it sound like he regrets not being a star. Supposedly, baseball officials are also frustrated that Trout won't take part in the Home Run Derby or the World Baseball Classic. Wow. Seriously? He won't take part in a made-for-TV non-baseball event that could cause injury or an unimaginative tournament that's so crucially important? It's played in the winter, so it won't interrupt the regular season. Manfred sure was jolly with all the media coverage about MLB's new digital wealth. But now that he's being criticized, Manfred just sounds like a highly paid quitter. And one who spent too much time believing the hype about baseball's competitive balance, which isn't real, and not enough time leaving Trout alone while figuring out how to promote the player with baseball's best-selling jersey, Aaron Judge. Great job, Rob. Yes, this podcast is a front to meet British women.